Okay, good morning. We're on Sanhedrin Daf Dalid. We're going to start on Daf Gimel Amud Bet at the bottom. We got up to yesterday. We were explaining Rebbe's reason. Remember, we had that Rebbe said that you have to have the majority of three, it's a beitin of five, right? And we said Rabbi Abayhu was Megadef, and we saw the shit of Megaref, that he was completely surprised. How could we say that? You need a majority of three, then you need a majority of 40, of 23, then you need a majority of 71. You have to have a Sanhedrin of 141, he said. 45 for a small Sanhedrin. So something doesn't work out here. So the Gemara says at the end of the day, at a high new time, what was Rebbe's reason? How did Rebbe get to this? That's what we got up to yesterday. Three lines from the bottom at the end of the Amud, at the end of the line. He says, high new time, Rebbe. Rebbe learned this from the word Asher Yarshiun Elohim. Right? The Pasuk Asher Yarshiun is our called Vah Pesha. It's another Pasuk in Mishpatim. You come to the Beit Din. Look at your mark. You say, Ad Elohim, Yavor Devar Shnehim. They both come to the Elohim. Asher Yarshiun Elohim. And Yarshiun is clearly plural. Right? Even though Yarshiun, if you look carefully, is written Chaser Vav. Can you see that? Mm-hmm. Yarshiun, right? But look at Rashi there at the bottom. Rashi says Yarshiun Lashon Rabim. And if you look at the derivative of Rashi, it's got a Vav in it, right? You see that? Rashi's reading the Yarshiun as we pronounce it, with a Vav. But if you look in the actual Pasuk itself, it's without the Vav. Right? It's interesting because in the Gemara it says Asher Yarshiun Elohim. Right? And what does it mean, Yarshiun? Yarshiun means they will decide whether he's a Rasha or not, right? They will condemn him, thank you, right? So they meaning two. So what does Rebbe learn? He says like this, Ne'emar Elohim Lamata, V'ne'emar Elohim Lamata. If we're saying they, it must mean two. In that Pasuk, Elohim is mentioned twice. Because it says, Asher Yomar Kiyuze, Ad HaElohim Yavod Dvar Shtim. They both come to the Elohim. And then it says, Asher Yarshiun Elohim. And the judges will condemn them. Just like Yarshiun is the plural meaning they. Therefore, the Elohim above, in the first time mentioned, must also mean they. So therefore, you've got two and two. Two and two becomes four.
You could learn it opposite. If the Elohim is singular, then the second.
Yeah, but Rebbe, you will see that Chachamim learn exactly that. That's exactly the machlok between Rebbe and Chachamim. Is that Rebbe learns Yarshiun, even though it's written without a Vav, means they plural, right? And therefore they meaning two. We've learned already this principle, you can't have a swung Beitin, equal Beitin. Therefore, you add in a fifth one, and that's how you get five. So you got two and two and one. That's Rebbe Svara for getting to five. So now, for Rabbanan, how do Rabbanan deal with it? Rabbanan say, no, you only have to have three in a Beitin. Shabbanan, exactly like what Howard said. Look at the Gemara there. V'Rabbanan, we're now on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph at the top. V'Rabbanan, how do they learn it? Right, imagine there's a question mark after Rabbanan. Right, because they argue with Rebbe. So where do they get this from? He says, no, Yarshiun Kativ. Right? Now look at Rabbanu Chananel. Those of you who got Rabbanu Chananel on the Amud, on the Daf. Look at Rabbanu Chananel here. Rabbanu Chananel says as follows. Rabbanu Chananel says, V'Rabbanan Yarshiun Kativ. Right? Chaser Vav. Okay, it's missing a Vav, Yarshiun. So klomar echad hu. Therefore, they saying that when it says Yarshiun Elohim, the reason that it's missing a vav is Yarshian Elohim, meaning that judge will condemn them, and therefore it's only one. And therefore, you got one plus one, and again we can't have an even Beit Din, so we add one, so we get three. See that? So Rabbanan and Rebbe, that's exactly the machloket. Do we look at the word how it's written? Look at the word how it's pronounced. Now, we've learned that before many times. We've seen it coming up here. That we've seen the machlok between aim la mikra or aim la mesorah. Remember that? Is there aim? In other words, the mother of the Torah, is it the mikra? How you pronounce it? How you read the word? And that's how we're meant to understand it? Or is it la mesorah? What is the mesorah? How do we understand what the word's saying? Even if you say yarshiun without the vav, is it yarshian? Because there's a mesorah. A tradition that's how we learn it, that's a singular. We say, no, forget the Mesorah. There's no such thing as Mesorah. You read the word Yarshiun. What's Yarshiun? Yarshiun, so there's no Vav. Why there's no Vav, we don't know. But the fact there's no Vav doesn't persuade us otherwise. The words, don't get confused by the facts, right?
Between this and what we say in the morning.
Yaakov. After it, right, sorry, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef. So now the Gemara carries on, it's like this. Rabbi Yochanan. So now we see that the machloket over here between Rabbi and Rabbanan on this exact story here. So the Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef says as follows. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, Ubeit Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva, five schools here of thought. Kulu Sfira Lehu, Yesh Eim La Mikra. All these five schools of thought, right, of the opinion that we go after the Mikra. How you look at Rashi there? Yesh Eim La Mikra. Batar Kriyas Dinan. We go after the way you read the Pasuk. Dehi Ikar. That's the Ikar. Not how you, how it's spelled, how you read it. Right? And the Gemara will give us examples here of each one of them. Right? So the first one is Rebbe. And what's Rebbe? Had Amran. The example just had now, Yarshiun. Rebbe learned Yarshiun. Even though it's Yarshian, we read it Rashi Yarshiun. Yarshiun is in the plural. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, what's his story? Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, you've got a bright, the Tanya, you've got a bright that we will learn. Shalu Talmidim at Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz. Chachamim Talmidim came to him and said to him, listen, Ekra ni, right, Shivim. Right, look at that passage. Im nekeva teled v'tama shivat shvuayim kinidata v'shishim yom v'shesh b'im teshev al demay Torah. You know, when a woman gets, there's a difference between giving birth to a boy and giving birth to a girl. Giving birth to a boy, the woman is tmea for 7 days, and then she is tahora for 33 days. She has dam tohar. Now, it doesn't really affect us today because since the takan of Rabbi Zaira and the whole story today, anytime a woman sees blood, she's a nida and she sits shiva nekiim on everything. She may have like a zave gadola. We've discussed it before as well. But mina Torah, when a woman gives birth, so for the first 7 days she's tmea. Any blood that she sees, she's tmea. Then afterwards, 33 days, she's tahora. Even though there's blood, she's bleeding. It's called dam tohar, and she's not a tmea. She can't go into Beit HaMikdash, but she's not a tohora in terms of relations, etc. She's not a tmea. With a woman who gives birth to a girl, it's exactly double. For 14 days, she is tmea, and for 66 days, the blood that she sees is tahora, and then afterwards she brings a korban, etc. So here they come to Rabbi Ben Roetz, his talmidim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz, and they say to him, listen, the Pasuk says, Shvu'ayim. We read the Pasuk, right? Im nekeva teled v'tama Shvu'ayim for 2 weeks. But you could just as well read it as Shivim, right? Shvu'ayim. She could read Shivim, because the Pasuk there, by the way, is written without a Vav. If you look at the Pasuk, not Shvu'ayim, Shin Bet Vav, Shvu, it's Shin Bet Ayin. So we need the Masorah here to tell us that you read it Shvu'ayim, okay? So he says, yeah, Shivim Yacholte Yoredet Nekeva Tmea Shivim. Could it mean that she's not a Tmea for 2 weeks, but she's a Tmea for 70 days? Ramar Lahen. So he says, how does he answer them? He says, no. Timei V'ter B'Zachar V'timei V'ter B'Nekeva. The Torah gave us a period for giving birth to a boy, Yutahor, and Yutamei. And likewise for a girl, Timer B'Tiher. Ma Keshe Tiher B'Zachar. What's the story when the Tahara for a Zachar is 33 days, but Nekeva Kiflayim is double, 66 days. So therefore, just like we know on the side of the Tahor that it's double, Af Keshe Timei, so too on the side of the Tamei, B'Zachar, we know is 7, therefore B'Nekeva Kiflayim. So what do we get? Kiflayim was double, 7, 14. That's how we know that it's Shvu'ayim. So he says, so that's how he explains to the Talmidim. Now, Lachar Sheyatsu, once they left, he ran after them. Yatzal machzir acharehim. He ran after them. He says, wait a second. Amalim, iatem zkukim lechach. You know what? We actually need that whole limud that I just gave you now, that whole pilpul. Why? Shvuayim karinan. Let's look for a second. How do we read the pasuk? Do we read shivim or do we read shvuayim? We read shvuayim. If we read shvuayim, v'yesh em la mikra. And therefore, the em la mikra, the masorah, how we read it. And therefore, it's obvious we have to go into our limud of tamei, taor, kiflaim. We read it. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Roetz was pretty straightforward on the...
Aim Lami Krah is the way it's written.
The way it's read. Aim Lami Krah is how we read it.
Look at the Masort is the way it's written.
Is the way that it's written. Look at Rashi. Yeah. Well, I actually explained it a little bit. Cause I said there's a Masort of how to read it.
So that's a natural...
I agree with you. That's how I said it. There's a Masort of how to read it. But you're right. But it's Aim La Masorah, even though we're saying Aim La Mikra comes from a Masorah, But the Masorah is how we read it, right. And and the Pshat is how we read it. Look at Rashi at the beginning. He says the very first Rashi on the Amud. He says Batar Kriya Aslinan. You see that? Mm-hmm. We go after it's read. Tehi Ikar. Okay, that's what he. That's Ayin Amikra. Okay, so that is Rabbi Yehuda ben Reitz. It's only going to get more complicated, right? The Beit Shammai. Right? Beit Shammai, how do we know Beit Shammai also learns Ayin Amikra? Ditna, we got a Mishnah. Right? We got a Mishnah in Psachim. Mishnah got Beit Shammai Omrim. I'm going to apologize in advance, but on the issues here of Korbanot, I'm not going to get stuck. Okay? I thought maybe we'd get into all the actual nitty gritty of the Korbanot. It's not necessary, I think. For the purposes of the shiur, we need to understand the big picture, okay? So we won't get too bogged down here in the actual Korbanot. But he said, like Beit Shammai says as follows. כל הניתנים למזבח החיצון שניתן במתנה אחת כיפר. Now we know that there's two mizbechot in the Beit HaMikdash, right? The mizbech hazahav inside the Beit HaMikdash, inside the Kodesh HaKodashim, not inside the Kodesh, inside the Echal, and the mizbech nechoshet, which is the major mizbech altar in the Chatzir, right? The outer side one. Most of the korbanot are brought on the mizbech outside. There are a few korbanot. I think I saw the two examples of korban that are brought inside, a korban chatat of the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen chatat of the Par Ha'alem. Remember we said that the Ha'alem Davar, if the Sanhedrin made a mistake, etc. So I think one of those korban also brought inside, on that Mizbeach inside. But as a rule, all the other korban, not chatat, and most of the other korban are brought outside. There's also a bit of a difference in the way that the blood is given, right? We know that the most important part of the korban is the blood, right? It's actually doing the sprinkling of the blood. There are three ways to do the sprinkling of the blood as well. The one is you can just like pour a bit of the blood onto the base around the Mizbeach. Remember the Mizbeach? Remember the pictures we once saw? There isn't like a base that goes all around the Mizbeach. There's a base on two corners and two sides. Don't have a base. So two sides of the wall go straight down to the ground, and two sides, there's like a bit of a foundation stone at the bottom. You'd pour a bit of blood over there. The other way is to sprinkle, to throw the blood onto the Mizbeach. Now the Mizbeach had at the top like what they call four karnot. Remember, like four horns. The Mizbeach wasn't flat at the top. It had like a castle today. It has like those, like, what do you call them?
Turrets.
Is it turrets? I thought it was turrets. I thought turrets or something. Okay. Like turrets. Had like turrets. And you'd sprinkle on the turrets. Now, we've seen before, so well, the idea here, we'll see in a second. It's called Shnei Matanot Shehen Arba, two which are four. By spraying the blood on the corner, okay, so you do it here on the corner, say the south and southwest corner. You do it on the corner, it hits the south wall and the west wall. So that's called one, which is two. Then you go on the opposite Mizbeach, you do it here, and you get both walls. You end up covering all four walls, but with two shots. Right? So, Shtei Matanot Shehen Arba, we've seen it as well. We'll see that in a second. And then another point which is necessary to know here. Remember on the Mizbeach, there was what's called the Chut HaSikra, which is like a red line that went around the Mizbeach. We split the Mizbeach into two halves. You had the bottom half and the top half. Most of the Korbanot, the blood was sprinkled on the lower half. The chatat is an exception, and the chatat is on the top half. Okay? So I think we know as much as we do know for Korban. Okay, let's go into the story. So Beit Shammai says, for how does Beit Shammai learn Ayin Amikra? Beit Shammai says, Kol anitani lamizbeach achitzon. We're talking about outside, Afka, not the mizbeach outside. He says that, Batana achat kiper. If you only did one matana, one sprinkle of blood, you've done your kapara. So even though there might be many more that you have to do, only one is what's called ma'akev. If you never did that, the korban isn't good. But if you did more, it's very nice. You get a tick, right? But one is necessary. Without the one, you don't pass go. Okay, that's the idea there. Right? Ubechatat, he says that's on most of the korbanot. But on the chatat, you need shtei matanot. That's what Beit Shammai says. Ubehilal omrim, af bechatat, shnitan b'matana achat kiper. Ubehilal says no. Even on a chatat, only one is ma'akev, and all the others are just a bonus, right? I'm Rav Huna, my time in the Beit Shammai. So where did Beit Shammai learn this from? That you need to have two on a chatat. So he says like this. The word karnot, right, which are the horns or the corners of the Mizbeach, are mentioned three times. Right? Are mentioned three times. It's like this. Karnot, karnot, karnot. Now those you got the psukim and you got to look there quickly. The first pasuk comes, they're all from Vayikra, in Perek Dalet. Right? Look at Karnot, how's it spelled? Without a vav, spelled chaser. The next pasuk comes from Pasuk Lamed. How's it spelled there? Chaser. Also without a vav. Then the third time it's mentioned, וכך הוא קורא מידה מחתה בעצמו ונתן על קרנות מזבח העולה, חסר. Okay, three times all חסר. How do we read them all? Karnot, karnot, karnot. Is it the Zavav? Right? So we don't read karnat, a singular keren. We read karnot. Many doesn't like korbanot. He's a kohen, he's a... He's very upset, doesn't like him. We don't discuss that. Is it 7:30 already? 7:30. Okay. Harek Kanshesh. Right? So how does Rebbe... How do we read it here? It says Rabbi Huda. You read three, you read six. Because karnot, karnot, karnot... Twice, three times two is six. Harekan Shesh. Now, there are only four corners. Right? So it can't be six corners. Okay? So there are only four corners. Arba le mitzvah, ushtayim le akev. Says there's four of the mitzvah, right? And shtayim le akev. Right? Now, why? How does he learn the shtayim le akev? So the idea over here is basically that because the Torah mentions six, so four we know are necessary for the four corners. Ah, it repeats two. Now we know a cloud that when the Torah repeats something a second time, it repeats it to tell us that it's a ma'akeh, that it's necessary. Therefore, two are repeated. Therefore, Beit Shammai says, for a chatat, two are what a ma'akeh. Because the first four, the first two times that the word karnot were mentioned, comes to teach us the four corners of the Mizbeach. The second time that two is mentioned is a repetition. And a repetition only repeated two of the four. Therefore, two is ma'akev. That's Beit Shammai's limud. Okay. Ube Hillel omrim, karnot, karnot, karnot. He says, no, karnot, harei kan arba. Now, even that's interesting. It's actually wild, this. I wasn't going to spend time on this, but it's worth spending time on this. Beit Hillel says, karnot, karnot, karnot. Look how the Gemara punctuates karnot for Beit Hillel. The first karnot is with a vav or without a vav?
With
a vav. The second karnot without and without. The first karnot means two. The second karnot means one. And the third karnot means one. So we've got four. Right? Yeah. That's of the assumption that in the Torah, karnot was written with a vav. Now, I read out very carefully. I said, look at all three psukim. Read them all out. All of them were written in chaser. There's a difference in the Masorah of how the Torah is written. Look at the Masorah Rashas. Can you see there in the Rashi? Go to Rashi. Karnot, karnot, karnot. I'm gonna be upset that we wasted too much time. Not wasted. It's pretty quick. We're running out of time. But yeah, this is important. Look at the Rashi there. Karnot, karnot, karnot. You got that Rashi there?
Yeah.
Which is Vayikra. In that Rashi, there's a Masorah Rashas there. A little tet. Can you see that little tet?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Masorah Rashas tet. Look what he says there, Rashi. He says, "B'chol achumashim v'tikunim." Gam b'mesora, karnot chaser ketiv. He says, in all our chumashim, all our tikkunim, we've got chaser written. We've got karnot chaser. The Gemara had, Beit Hillel had a karnot there written with a vav, malay. The whole Gemara changes. Because if Beit Hillel never had the vav there, maybe he wouldn't say we'd be able to say now, right? What Beit Hillel say? And Beit Hillel says, karnot, 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 harek kan arba. So now, gimel le mitzvah v'achat la'akev. So he says three times it's mentioned is the for the mitzvah, right? On each one of the korbanot. And the Torah repeats itself an extra time. So therefore, that is the ma'akev. That's Beit Hillel over there. Okay, so basically, omrim karnot, karnot. Gimel le mitzvah v'achat la'akev. So now the Gemara said, wait a second, that's all very nice. But if it's three times that are written there, you know, with Beit Shammai, we understood that it was written six times. So we know there was a repetition. So we could say that there's two ma'akev. But he hasn't got an additional one because there are four karnot. He hasn't got to four yet. So how's he already decided there's a repetition? Ve'ema kulu le mitzvah. Right? Look at Rashi sticks in there. Beit Hillel. You see that? Ve'ema le beit Hillel kulu hu le mitzvah. Kulu trich in a mikhtav le mitzvah. Ve'ikuv de chadim in alu. Where does he get this extra one here that's saying that it's a ma'akev? So he says, I'm afa bishe lo natan klum kiper. Because you can go further. You can say, according to Rashi, to Beit Hillel, that maybe none of it's ma'akev. Maybe they're all just three a mitzvah. When we say three are mitzvah, we mean that they don't prevent it from happening. It's a mitzvah. It's a nice mitzvah. He didn't do it. According to Beit Hillel, he doesn't get the ma'akev. They should all be for mitzvah. We haven't got a repetition yet, right? What does the Gemara say?
What's the difference between the basic one and the
ma'akev
one?
Ma'akev means that, basic one means the Torah is telling you that when you bring a korban chatat, you should sprinkle it three times or four times on the mizbech. But according to Beit Shammai, the Torah repeated itself the six times to tell you that two out of those four are ma'akev. That's why I mentioned it twice. That if you didn't do at least two, if you didn't do at least two, the korban is not a kosher korban. Okay. You have to should do four, but at least two. Where Beit Hillel over here is saying no, according to Agamor, maybe Hillel is saying there's no ma'akev. It's all just three mitzvah, and you can even not do any, and you're still a good korban. So what does Beit Hillel answer? He says no. Kapara bichdi lo eshkacha. We don't find such a concept where you get kapara stam, right? Bichdi for no reason whatsoever. You have to at least do one. That's what Hillel says. You have to at least do one. But Hillel agrees that if for Mikra Din, there's no repetition in the Torah, but the concept of getting kapara on its own doesn't happen. Okay. So there we've seen now. We've seen so far Rebbe from our pasuk which we learned of Yarshiun. Shin Rabbi Yehuda ben Ro'etz with regard to Shivim u'Shvo'ayim. We've seen Beit Shammai learns Aim Lam Mikra with regard to Karnot, right? He reads Karnot, Karnot, Karnot. The next example, the next person was Rabbi Shimon. How does Rabbi Shimon learn Aim Lam Mikra? The Tanya, we've got a bright over here. The Tanakama says, Shtayim Kil Chatan. U'Shlishit Afilu Tefach. Where are we speaking? Look at the Mishra Shastri. This Zayin comes from Sukkot, from Masechet Sukkah. Speaking about the size of a sukkah. Now we know there's a Masorah, right? That a sukkah has to be 7 tvachim on 7 tvachim. That's the minimum size of a sukkah. Okay, 7 square tvachim. So one wall has to be 7 and one wall has to be 7. But we also know that a sukkah isn't kosher with only 2 walls. Right? So you have to have more walls. The question is, how many walls do you have to have? And then there's a Masorah from Halachah Moshe Misinai that one of those walls is good enough to only be a tefach. Right, because once we've got 7 by 7, we've already got the size of the tef, of this 49 square tvachim. We don't necessarily have to have the third wall or the fourth wall a complete 7 tvachim. Question is whether that is the third wall, which like how we pass Knaloch, I think, eh? You have to have 2 and 1, right? Mm-hmm. It goes over the letters of Sukkah, right?
Yeah.
So you've got Samach, Kaf, Hay. So Samach, a Sukkah can be kosher with 4 walls, like a Samach, or can be kosher like a Kaf, which is 3 walls, like a kaf, or a hay is 2 walls and a bit of a dot, right? That's a hay, 2 walls and a bit. So that 2 walls and a bit, that's how we pass kalocha. He has the machloket. Rabbi Shimon says that you need, so the Tanakhama says, shtayim kil chatan, meaning, look at the Rashi, shtayim kil chatan. He says there, the tfanot shel sukkah, kil chatan shlemot, full walls. Veshlishit afilu tefach. Okay, look, and Rashi adds in, by the way, berom yud tefachim. It has to be at least 10 tefachim high. So it can be a tefach wide, but it must be 10 tefachim high. Because there's a Rikut Rashi, which we'll skip it out for the meantime. All right. So that is Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shalosh kehil chatan. He said, no, 3 is enough. Sorry. You have to have 3. Right, as opposed to the Kama said 2 is enough and one Ibn Tefach. Rabbi Shimon says no, 3 kilchatan, you have 3 walls, right, which are 7 tvachim each, or revi'it afilu tefach. And the revi'it could even be a tefach. So Gemara says, but Mike, what's the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Tanakama? Right, where does Rabbi Shimon learn this 4th wall from? But Mike says, Rabbanan savre yesh eno masoret. Rabbanan says again, aim la masoret. What's aim la masoret? Rabbi Shimon savar yesh aim la mikra. Right, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, we go after the actual words, how it's written, not how we read it. Rabbanan savre yesh em namasoret. Here comes the example explanation. Now, the pasuk says in the same pasuk, that pasuk there, pasuk vav, which comes from Vayikra Kaf Gimel, it says, basukot teshvu, it mentioned three, so the word sukkah is mentioned 3 times in the pasuk. Basukot teshvu, I sit in the sukkah for 7 days. Kol ezrach b'shoshu basukot. Everyone says in the sukkot, again, sukkot is mentioned the 2nd time. Leman ye dudot rechim, so you should always know, ki basukot toshavti, that Hashem said, I put you in sukkot, 3rd time. Everyone says, so 3 times the word sukkah is mentioned. The first time it's mentioned without a vav. The second I mentioned without a vav is basukot, but without a vav, it's just listed sukkat and sukkat. And the 3rd time is written basukot malay with a vav. So, okay, so look at this. So Rabbi, so now Rabbi Shimon Sabi Yesh Ebna Mikra. Besukot, besukot, besukot. See if we've got besukot without a vav, and besukot without a vav, which is 1 and 2, and then besukot with a vav. So the first two are singular, the 3rd one is plural. How many walls have we got? 4. Okay? We've got 1, 1 and 2. 4. Harei kan arba. Dal chad kra legufei. Now look over here. He says one pasuk. One of the first time it's mentioned Sukkot, we need to actually learn the din of sukkah. Remember we had yesterday the concept ein dorshin tchilot. Remember we had ein dorshin tchilot. We said that when a pasuk's mentioned the first time, right, and it's mentioned again two or three times, the first time that the concept's mentioned, you need it for itself. You can't bring a drush on it, right? So same thing over here. Kibbutz Sukkot. So the first time sukkah is mentioned, we need sukkah. It's a sukkah. It's mentioned two more times. From those two more times, now we can start learning a drush. So what he said, Dal Chad Kral Gufa, Pashulei Tlat. So we see we've got now three walls, because we've got four times sukkah. Take off one because we needed to learn the din of sukkah. So we've got three extra times the word sukkah is mentioned. The second time as a chaser, and two more times in the ribui in the plural gives us three. Now Atai Hilchita. We've got a halacha l'moshe misinai of garata l'shlishit, that the third one doesn't have to be shalem, it can be less, gagorea, right? Diminish it. V'okim na tefach. And now we've got the third wall is a tefach. That is how chachamim learn it. Rabbi Shimon says no. Rabbi Shimon says, aim la mesora. Aim la mikra, sorry, aim la mikra. What's the mikra? We'll read it three times. Sukkot, Sukkot, Sukkot. So how many times is Sukkot, Sukkot, Sukkot? 2, 2, 2, which is 6, right? Harei kan sheish. Because every time we learn Sukkot, we learn it as a ribui, as in the rabbim. Even though it's written twice without a vav, we read it with a vav. And we go, aim la mikra, we read with a vav. Dal chad, the same idea now, take off one of those six, because we have to have one of those six, because we need ein dorshin tchilot, right? Dal chad kra legufe. So now we take out the whole pasuk. We take out the first time Sukkot is mentioned, so we take out Sukkot, we're now left with twice, we've got Sukkot. Twice times two is four, right? Pashulu, we got four. Ata hilchet de gerata revit, and we've got the Mesorah halacha l'moshe misinai, that one of those four can only be a tefach. V'okim na tefach. So according to Rabbi Shimon, we've got Eim Mesorah, we read it, Eim Mikra, sorry, we read it for as if it's in a ribui, we've got four, take off the one l'moshe misinai, we've got three proper walls, and one wall, which is only a tefach.
Take away one, you got five.
No, that's why I stipulated. When you take away one, you take the whole Sukkot that you're taking away, okay. You take out the word. Yeah, the letter, I mean, the word, right? Take out the word Sukkot, left with four. That's why I stipulated that, right? So there we've got Rabbi Shimon, Aim number so. So we've seen so far Rebbe, we've seen Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz, seen Beit Shammai, seen Rabbi Shimon, now Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva.
You didn't bring the argument with the
Kranot. What?
You didn't bring this argument with the Kranot.
The first one is...
With Kranot, you mean because of the and Drush Lekra. Good point.
Yeah.
Very good, very good. Right. Okay. Send a copy to the editor. Huh? Send a letter to the editor. Right.
When it says and Drush Lekra, they're talking about the printed.
And Dorshin Tchilot. We learned the other day that if the same concept is mentioned three times, you can't learn a Drush from all three. The first time you need it. The fact that it's repeated twice, you can learn a drush. You can't learn a drush from the third, from the first time. That was the... But Steve makes a good point. On Karnot, we never learned it. Maybe Karnot's mentioned somewhere else, which we already learned that for the principle. And now these are all the Gemara brought us the ones for the drush. But here, because it's in one pasuk, remember, Karnot was from three different psukim. Here, it's in one pasuk, the word Sukkot is mentioned three times. So that might be a little bit of a difference. Okay. Rabbi Akiva, right? What's Rabbi Akiva? The Tanya. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Minayin l'revi'itam sheyatza mishnei meitim shemetame bohel. Now we know there's a din, right? If there's a revi'it of dam, of blood in an ohel, so that is good enough to make the whole ohel tame. You don't have to have a body there. It's good enough just to have a revi'it of dam, right? And Rabbi Akiva says that if it's one revi'it that comes from two different people, right? Two bodies bled out each half a revi'it of dam. And now there's a revit there, combined revit from two different people, and he still makes the ohel tameh. And how do we know that? Because Shenema, we've got a pasuk, right? This aloch of Rabbi Akiva's comes from Nazir, okay? Because a Nazir can't be metameh, can't need mas. So it's important for the Nazir to know, right? I'll call, because the pasuk's look here, Shenema, we've got a pasuk here in Vayikra. Look at the pasuk, it says, Va'al kol nafshot mate. Lo yavo la'aviv olimo lo itama. I think that's talking about the Kohen Gadol, right? Kol nafshot mei lo yavo la'aviv olimo lo itama. That's the Kohen Gadol. Just help me quickly. Do you want to pass something back? Think speaking about the Kohen Gadol that he can't even come and get tamei for his father.
It's
Yes, correct.
Is that right?
Correct.
Right. It's talking about the right. It's called the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol can't say, it says, V'akol nafshot, mate. You see that? It doesn't say nafashot. It says nafshot. And nafshot here is written out of Av. So it's written chaser. But we still write it, we still read it nafshot as in plural. So it says Rabbi Akiva, Shnei Mera, kol nafshot, mate, lo yavo. Right? So what does it mean, kol nafshot, mate? Look at Rashi there. Hainu dam de ikre nefesh. Nafshot. Rashi says he has the dam de ikre nefesh. Right? Matkifla, sorry, Beit Loyavo, right? Shtei nafshot v'shiur echad. So shtei nefashot shes Rabbi Akiva, and one, look at that Rashi there, skip over Revi'it. Shtei mashma mishnei b'nei Adam v'chatav meit. Nonetheless, it says meit. Kedei mita hainu Revi'it. V'rabanan pligi alei v'amrei ad shi ashiur mi'adam echad de nafshat. Nafshot chaser kativ. Rabbanan say, no, why is the pasuk written nafshot as nafshat? Don't make that mistake that it's plural. It's nafshat in the singular, and therefore it can be dumb only from one person. Two people together won't make it. It has to be a revit from one person. That's machlok, Rabbi Akiva, and chachamim. So now the Gemara is like this. Matkiv la Rav Acha bar Yitzchak. So we just said over here, we said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, who brought the Rabbi Yochanan, that all these five people agree that there's aim la mikra. So matkiv, and we've proven them from all the different examples. So matkiv la Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, mi ike delet le yesh aim la mikra.
Who doesn't say?
Mi ike delet le, right? According to you, you brought me over here, everybody, that says that there is, as if you're trying to explain to me that everybody holds like this, right? That this is a universal concept. This is Vahatani. But look, we've got a pasuk. How do we start? If you tell me Aim La Mikra, so now we've got a massive problem. Because Aim La Mikra can work well when you've got Karnot or Nafshot. Or what was the other word that we saw? Yeah, or Sukkot. Exactly. When the word is pronounced the same way, it's spelled differently. But when the word is spelt the same, here's an example. Va'atanya b'chalav imo, yachol b'chalev. Look at Rashi. We say lotav ashel gedi b'chalev imo, right? B'chalav imo, b'chalev imo, b'chalev imo, right? Don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. But now it could be don't cook a goat in its mother's fat. Chalev is fat. Chalav is milk.
You say chalev.
Bechalev imo, right? Bechalev imo. It's Baba Mitzvah Parsha. Lo tevashe gadi bechalev imo, right? It would be not easier for us, right? If it was bechalev imo, right? Right. Look, Rashi Grad Macha Tavi Beshem Nekal Lo tevashe gadi bechalev imo, right? And look at Rashi there. He actually punctuates it. Yachol bechalev imo, aval bechalav. Mutar levashel. That's what Ira is saying, right? We could have learned that the Isser is chaylev, but chalav, go ahead and cook it, have a cheeseburger. Right? Maybe McDonald's was right. Maybe they got pshat right. Okay.
Hey?
We're talking about the seal now, right? So he says, v'hatane b'chaylev. Yachol b'chaylev or b'chalav. So Amarta. So he says, no, yesh em namikra. So right? He says, no, look here, Amarta Yesh Em Lamikra. So if you tell me Em Lamikra, look at Rashi over here. V'leke man de palig, de'i pligi, basar b'chalav minal and asur. Right? No one argues on that one, that we read it, that there's the Masorah here. It's definitely not the Kra, right? Because no one argues over here that isn't the Pasuk. So what he's saying over here is that it's not so pashut, this whole idea of that is late layesh em la mikra. Because I'm actually missing the question now. Why is that matkiv the late lay em la mikra? And then he answers amarta yesh em la mikra. Velay command the palik. Ah, sorry. But I say what? Matki flar of acha. The miike delightly yesh anamikra. She says, no, obviously everybody must agree. It can't be. They must all agree, because if they didn't agree anamikra, we wouldn't ever know about not vashogdi b'chalei bimo. Okay. So he says, Ela de kula alma yesh em lamikra. So that's his conclusion. He says, no, en achinami, everybody agrees on em lamikra. Because if you never agree on em lamikra, we'd have a real problem with Lord Tavashel Gedi Bechalev Imo. Right? So therefore, Ela, the kula alma yesh lamikra. So the Rebbe Rabbanan Bahak Miflegai. So 1 second. If everybody agrees that there's em lamikra, we explained earlier on, sorry, it just took me a few seconds to realize what was going on here. We said, how do we explain the machlok between Rebbe and Rabbanan on Yar Shiyun? We said that Rebbe holds Yesh Em Lamikra, implying what? That Chachamim don't hold Em Lamikra, and therefore the machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim is whether we have Em Lamikra or Em Lamisora. And we just brought all these other guys that also hold like Rebbe. So comes along Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, says, wait a second. You want to explain to the machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim about Em Lamikra. Is there anybody who doesn't hold Em Lamikra? Everybody holds Em Lamikra, because if they don't hold Em Lamikra, how do we explain Lot HaVashel Gedi B'Chalev Imo? Therefore, the machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim can't be about Em Lamikra, because even Chachamim hold Em Lamikra. So now we've got a problem. How do we explain the machloket between Rebbe and Chachamim, whether we need to have 3 or 5 in a Beit Din? We thought we solved the problem. Em Lamikra. Okay, you got it. It took me a few seconds. I couldn't work out what's going on here. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, it can't be. That's not the answer. So therefore, he has to give a new answer. Ella. The Ella is the key. Remember, always, like, I know I'm making a big fuss about that. Whenever we see Ella, Ella is, the Gemara is being doche, the previous answer, now giving a new answer. Right? Ella. The Kula Mayesh Lamikra. So therefore, it can't be. So he says, Rebbe Rabbanan Bahakam Iflikas. So we've got to now establish the machloket of Rebbe Rabbanan on a different basis. It can't be Em Lamikra. What do they really argue about? Rebbe Savar Yarshiun Elohim Achrine. Rabbanan Savar Yarshiun Dehayech Udahai. So the Bach puts in there Udahai. See the Aleph Theon Hakota Bach? Dehayech Udahai. Now just look for a second at the Pasuk. Go to the pasuk there. Both of you got the pasuk on your daf there, right? He says that I'll call var pesha, I'll shor al chamor, I'll sell samba, I'll call aveda she yomar ki huze on any of these problems that you've got, right? Ze ad ha Elohim yavod devar shnehem. They're both going to come to Elohim. Who's Elohim? To the judges. Asher yarshiun Elohim, and the judges will condemn you. So now the question is, Elohim is mentioned now twice in this pasuk. Rebbe Savar Yarshiun Elohim Achrinei. Rebbe says, you're going to come to the judges, but other judges are going to condemn you. In other words, not the judges you came to, they're going to add in more judges. And now we also know, now there's 2 and there's 2 is 4. We can't have 4, so therefore we add a 5th one. So Rebbe gets to 5. For Rabbanan Savrei Yarshiun Dehayechu Dehay. It's the same judges. When the Pasuk says, Yavou Devar Shnehem El Elohim, they come in 2 judges. Asher Yarshi Ulalim. Who's going to condemn them? Those 2 judges. Now, even Rabbanan agree that you can't have 2. So, therefore, you add a 3rd. You got it? So that's the machloket. Nothing to do with Enamikra. Nothing to do with Enamasorit. So, now, but now we've got a problem, right? Now, we've solved that machloket. But now we brought, what was his name? Ben Yoetz. We brought Beit Shammai. We brought Rabbi Shimon. We brought Rabbi Akiva. Now the 4 people, we explained brilliantly how they hold like Em Lamasoret, or Em Lamikra, sorry. Now we've got to go and explain each one of them on their machloket without using the machloket being a basis of Em Lamikra, Em Lamasoret.
Why?
Because everyone holds of Em Lamikra.
Right.
So if everyone holds Em Lamikra and we explained the machloket between Tarakame and Rabbi Shimon, or Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, and we used always that why were they saying what they were saying? Because they hold Em Lamikra. We have to now re-explain each one. Let me go through. Says Veri ben Roetz lo pligi Rabbanan alei. Says it's just a pashut answer here, right? With regards to Veri ben Roetz, an example of Shvaim Shivim, lo pligi Rabbanan alei. There's no machloket. There's no machloket over here. Just is knock that one out, right? But Hillel now the Tanya Hillel over here. What have we had with Hillel was chaser v'malei, right? We explained the machloket early on chaser v'malei, right? With regards to the chatat and kranot. Right, the Hillel said that we had 2 and 3 and 4. Remember, and therefore we needed 2, etc. We didn't even explain the difference of the machloket between Beit Hillel over there and Beit Shammai. with regards to how we get to one is ma'akev and a chatat, or two are ma'akev and a chatat. Because the whole argument there was based around karnot, whether we read karnot male or karnot chaser. That's a real stickler there, right? Behilal met shama. So the Gemara says like this: Behilal de tanya v'chaper v'chiper v'chiper v'bnei hadin. Okay, I'm going to run through this. I'm admitting now I'm running through this. Okay, I'm not getting stuck on this. I'm running through it. Put your head down. Let's go. He says over here, v'chiper v'chiper v'chiper. The three times is mentioned in the pasuk v'chiper v'bnei hadin. But you just need Likut Rashi to help me run through this. So go Likut Rashi, because he explains it better than Rashi and Adaf. V'chiper, 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 v'seir nasiu, sira, v'kivsa, shekulan al mizbeach ha-chitzon. On all these three korbanot that are brought on the korban mizbeach ha-chitzon, not on the inside one, right? Mipnei ha-din, what does it mean, mipnei ha-din? Rabbi Mipnei ha-din, shechazar chaylu melamed al chatat ha-chitzona, shekol matnot ha-makvot. We could have learned that with regards to korbanot outside, that all the matanot ha-makvot, therefore, the Torah wrote specifically here, kiper, 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 three times chaser. They're telling you no. The chaser, everybody's agreeing, by the way, that the way you read it. But the reason why it says kiper, kiper, kiper is don't come and think that they're all ma'akev. No. Right? V'halo dinu. Right? So now the Gemara says, but this is a din. What's a din over here, right? V'halo dinu. Look at Rashi over here, the Likutei Rashi. V'halo dinu. Lahakshira b'matana achat ukra lameli. Min adin, he says, we know, we got a mesorah, that you only have to have one matana. This is Behilal, right? So why do we need a pasuk at all? That's what Rashi says, yeah. Lahakshira b'matana achat ukra lameli. Why need a pasuk at all? So therefore, he says like this. Ne'mar damim lemata, ve'ne'mar damim lemala. In the pasuk, it's mentioned twice. Damim and damim. Mar damim lemata. What's the dam that we're talking about, Lamata? Remember, he said Lamata, you got above the Chuta Sikra and below the Chuta Sikra, right? Ma adim amim Lamata, shnatan matana achat kiper. You can just pour it one step below the Chuta Sikra and it's good enough. After mim amim lamala, matana kiper. That's the Korban Chatat. Korban Chatat goes above the thing. So that's the one way of learning this. And if we can see only one's good enough, and we can learn that from the one korban to the other, one type of korban to the other type of korban. Or kelech derechzu. The Gemara contradicts itself now. The brighter in itself brings in another way of saying, maybe no, maybe learn a completely different limud. What is that? Ne'mar adim b'chutz. When it comes to the different types of korbanot that are brought inside the heichal and in the korban in the chatzer, right? Ne'mar adim with regards to those that are outside, the ne'mar damim bifnim. There's also the din of damim in the inside. Ma adim ha'amurim bifnim, inside the mishk, in the heichal, on the mizbeach ha'zahav. Chiser achat v'matanot lo asav lo klum. If you missed one of them, inside the mizbeach ha'pnimi, on the mizbeach ha'zahav, every matana there is ma'aka. If you didn't sprinkle the blood, as many times you were meant to, you've done a good korban. After damim ha'amurim ha'bachot chiser, let's learn the same principle. Maybe we can say no. Outside as well, you have to have all three or all four, otherwise you are not good. Achat mimatnot lo asa klum. So the Gemara says like this. Nir'ah, so let's now see which is the better comparison. Do we want to compare the inside to the outside, which is telling us that they always ma'akev, you have to have all the sprinkling of dam, otherwise you're covered with the kosher korban, like on the golden mizbeach, so too on the copper mizbeach. Or let's learn the other korbanot to chatat, which is below the chuda sikra, one's enough. Above the chuda sikra, korban chatat, also one's enough. Right? Do we learn danin chutz michutz, the other, all that takes place outside, and therefore one's only good enough, and we don't learn about the korban inside, where you all are ma'akev, and therefore say on the outside, also all are ma'akev. Or kelech derech zo, danin chatat v'arba kanot, michatat v'arba kanot. Right, let's learn all of them on the outside. V'al yochiach zeh shein chatat v'arba kanot, tamud lomar v'chiper, 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 mipnei adin, therefore the pasuk is written it in a lashon chaser, three times v'chiper, kiper, af api shlonatan ele shlosha. Therefore, if you only the three sprinklings, you were still mechaper, kiper, api shlonatan ele shtayim, even if you only the two, you're good enough. And why did it write it the third time, chiper, af api shlonatan ele achat, even if you only did one sprinkle, it said, chiper, 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 do it three times, if you did twice it's good enough, if you did it once it's also good enough. In every time, it's all considered a kiper. So that's a separate machloket there between Hillel and Shammai. Like I said, if whatever we understood, we understood. We'll carry on. Okay, now, the next point over here was Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon, remember machloket of Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon was the one that said about the sukkah, right? That was the machloket with sukkah. We need three walls that are complete and one a tefach, or four walls complete and one a tefach. Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, Baha'i Pligi, this is what their machloket is. Right? Baha'i Pligi. Rabbi Shimon Savar, Schacha lo baikra. Rabbi Shimon is telling us that we mentioned it a couple of times, the pasuk. Sukkot, sukkot, sukkot. Remember, it was three times mentioned in the pasuk. We don't need to learn about schach. So therefore, every time that the sukkah, the Torah mentioned the word sukkah, it's telling us about the walls. Because schach, without a schach, you haven't got a sukkah, right? V'rabbanan savrei, schacha ba'ikra. You need for walls and schach. Right? Ba'ikra. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon, look at Rashi over here quickly.
One of the references is
schach, one of them says it's walls. And therefore, he says you need to have four, it's been mentioned three times, so you have to have three full walls. And the other one says that you need schach, so you have to have two full walls. That's his limud over there, right? Rabbi Akiva, now the last limud here we had, we finish off very, very quickly now, the end of the sermon. Rabbi Akiva Rabbanan, right? They say, with regards to the blood from... I told you it's difficult, Abu, eh? They're falling like flies here today. Not so bad. Right, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan, their machloket there was whether you can have dam from two bodies, only from one body, right? Akiva Rabbanan on the blood story. But this is their machloket. Rabbi Akiva Savar, Nafshot Tarte Mashma. Because he says the word says Nafshot means two. Rabbanan Savar, Nafshot, the Alman Rabbanan says, you know, we're not getting bogged down with this Aim Nasra and Mikra. We all agree with Aim Mikra. And you read it Aim Nafshot. Aval Nafshot, you know, Nafshot. When you say Nafshot, you don't actually mean more than one. It's just a stammered a way of speaking, right? It's a colloquialism. Right. The Kula Alma. So now the Gemara. Okay, so now we've finished over there. So we've seen over here. Everybody holds now in this way that there's Aim La Mikra. We've explained all the Machlokot without having to get bogged down Aim Mikra. And now we're happy. Now the Gemara says like this. And you honestly believe to tell me that everybody agrees that there's Aim La Mikra? There's no one who thinks otherwise. That we re-engineered all these five machlokot now to sort it out. Everyone agrees Aim La Mikra. Right? V'hatanya. We've got a brayta. And what does a brayta say? La totafot. With regards to tefillin. Right? It's meant there are three psukim here. Right, you know, look at three psukim over here. Yeah? We've got Ukshartem Laot Alietchem Vayu Tafot Ben Echem in Shema. We've got the first passage that says about the tefillin. Then it says Vesamtem et Vrael Alevachem Antachem Ukshartem Otam Laot Alietchem in the second parash of Shema. Then we've got Vaya Laot Alietcha Ula Totafot, that's in Vaya Kiviacha in the third place. Shema is mentioned three times in the Torah, right? Right, and all those three times we've got Totafot, Totafot, Totafot. Right? Harei kan arba. Because why have we got arba? Because we've got totafot, the first time he's mentioned, chaser. Totafot, the second time mentioned, is chaser out of vav. And the third time it's mentioned is with a vav. Right? With a vav. Now I've got a problem there. We've got the same problem that we had with regards to... remember we had that other vav, we had the other problem where we had the Mishra Shah said that... He tells in all the Chumashim. Remember we had that tet over there with Karnot? Right. We had it Karnot with the Vav. There seems to be the same problem over here, by the way, of Totafot. There seems to be a bit of a difference in Masorah or whether it's Chaser or not. We write it Chaser. The Gemara had a Masorah was Malay. It would be interesting to check. Now, in the Taimani Sefer Torah, there are about six or seven differences to ours. Interesting if theirs is written more like the Gemara or not. That's a good question. I must check that up with somebody. If it's Oshkaf Tzadok, you probably know that. Oh, we can check upstairs. Yeah, we've got a Sefer, we've got a Taimani Sefer Torah. Ari, we must check. All right. Blini, we must check. Okay. So he says, yeah, Vatan Tofot Tofot. Harei kan arba. Rabbi Shmuel says, what does he say? Rabbi Shmuel says, there are four times that there's four Totafot, and therefore we've got four, right? And therefore we know we've got four boxes. Remember that? Look at this Rashi here quickly. But Parashat Nafshot Alma, go skip down there, right? There's no Dibura Matchil. It says, but Parashat. Can you see that? In the middle of that Rashi, the Dibura Matchil de Alma. After the two dots, Shebolam lo yavo, then there's Beparshat Shema, Beparshat Ki Yeviacha, Ketiv letotafot chaser vav. Va Beparshat Vahaya im Shamoa, Ketiv letotafot malei. Harei kan dalet batim letfilin shorosh. So we see four batim, Aval shol yad eina elish echat. I'm going to read it once. So there seems to be a complete difference here in the psukim, because Rashi says over here that in Vahaya im Shamoa, it's written with a vav malay. And therefore we learn four, and that is what Rabbi Shmuel learns, Rabbi Akiva Meir, and Otzarich. Rabbi Akiva says, we don't need this Masorah here of how you read the words with a vav or without a vav. Why? Because tat bechatvei means shtayim. What's chatvei? Chatvei, look at Rashi there. Chatvei shei makom. Keshotim lomar shtayim or mir tat. This is a place that Rashi knew about. Okay, but they want to say two, they say tat. Right? Uba Afriki. And in Africa, not where I come from, another part of Africa, obviously, right? Ba'afriki shtayim, and pat ba'afriki shtayim. So we've got tot tafot, tat and pat, two and two, which is four. So Rabbi Akiva says, in the word tot tafot means four.
Funny that Rabbi Akiva
relies on
some foreign.
Yeah, okay.
So we have 12.
Right? So no. He says, you don't look at the tot tafot, how many times it's written. Look at the word tot tafot. The word tot tafot tells you tot pat. Four. So we see here that not everybody holds of Aim Lamikra. Here's a proof. Hakim Aim Lamikra. Right, let's move quickly here. So the Gemara says like this. Ela la'olam pligi. They really do argue. Right? But now we've got a big problem. What was our real problem? Our real problem was Lot of Hashel Gedi b'chalevi mo. We understood that nobody argues, everybody agrees. And that's how we know that it's not chalev, it's chalev.
And you read it as chalev.
It's the exact opposite. So you should read it as chalev or chalav, maybe. Maybe the kamatz here would rule. I don't know what the Hebrew diagram is. Mm. Maybe the default would be a kamatz. It would be chalav. So maybe milk, I don't know. But nonetheless, we were happy because everybody agreed. Now say no one agrees. So what about chalav? Chalev? That's the Gemara's question over here. Elolam peligi, vahani mili kli pigi. But now the Gemara limits the machloket. When do they argue? Ki pligi, heched de shani kra mi mesoret. Right, look at Rashi here. De shani kra, when the word is different to the mesoret, meaning, ba'otiyot ha-kriya, in the letters that you read it, yeterot ala mesoret. So the mesoret is nafshat. But we read it nafshot. We add in a vav. On that, there's a machloket, says the Gemara. Right? Kemol le totafot. Totafot is without a vav. You read it with a totafot. Basukot. Right? Without a vav. Karnot. Without a vav. Te'ikele meimar midashani. That we can say, since the Torah changed it from the way it's read, vadai tarvayu darshan. You can learn them both. And therefore, there's a machloket. One will say this way, one will say this way, because the Torah sets up the machloket. Okay, that's what the Gemara is over here. Right? Keeping hechad deshani krabim besorit. Aval hai, chaylev, v'chalav, dechi hadadenu, since they're the same, there's no difference. You read it, and it's written without adding any letters, because in chalav or chaylev, you don't add any letters. Yesh aim namikra. Here there's a, everybody agrees, here there's no machloket. Okay, so we said, depends. Good answer, Jewish answer. There's a machloket, or there's a machloket, it depends. Right? So the Gemara says, wait a second, what about Yir'eh or Yera'eh? How do you tell me that one now? You've got a big problem. Because Dechi Hadadeh Ninu, Upligi, here they're the same letters, and when you read them differently, right, there's a mitzvah to come to the Beit HaMikdash of Yera'eh, right, to come to be seen at the Beit HaMikdash. Is it to become to be seen or to come and see? Right? We'll see in a second what that means. And the Dechiha Dari, they reject the same word, like Chalev Chalav. Upligit is a machloket. So now how do you live with that? The Tanya, how do you live with a machloket? Good look here. Yochanan ben Dahabai Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Taima, Hasuma, a blind person, Be'echad Me'enav. He's only partially blind in one eye. He's blind, fully blind, but he can still see with one eye. Patur min Ariya. He doesn't have to bring a korban to the Beit HaMikdash on the regular korban Ariya. Why? Shneimar Yera'eh. It says that you should be seen. And what is Yera'eh? Yir'eh, to see. Right? Kederech sheba lir'ot. Just the way you come and look. Kach ba lera'ot. So you should be seen. Ma lir'ot b'shteyana. How does a person normally look? With two eyes. Af lera'ot b'shteyana. Therefore, you should be seen. With two eyes. And if he can't see with two eyes, he can't be seen. And therefore, if he can't see, he doesn't have to be seen. And if he doesn't have to be seen, he doesn't bring a korban. And okay, you know what? Let's end off over here.